Jasher chapter 71. And when Moses was 18 years old, he desired to see his father and mother, and he went to them to Goshen. And when Moses had come near Goshen, he came to the place where the children of Israel were engaged in work, and he observed their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian smiting one of his Hebrew brethren. And when the man who was beaten saw Moses, he ran to him for help. For the man, Moses, was greatly respected in the house of Pharaoh, and he said to him, "My lord, attend to me. This Egyptian came to my house in the night, bound me, and came to my wife in my presence, and now he seeks to take my life away." And when Moses heard this wicked thing, his anger was kindled against the Egyptian, and he turned this way and the other, and when he saw there was no man there, he smote the Egyptian and hid him in the sand, and delivered the Hebrew from the hand of him that smote him. And the Hebrew went to his house, and Moses returned to his home, and went forth and came back to the king's house. And when the man had returned home, he thought of repudiating his wife, for it was not right in the house of Jacob for any man to come to his wife after she had been defiled. And the woman went and told her brothers, and the woman's brothers sought to slay him, and he fled to his house and escaped. And on the second day Moses went forth to his brethren and saw, and behold, two men were quarreling, and he said to the wicked one, "Why dost thou smite thy neighbor?" And he answered him and said, "Who has set thee for a prince and judge over us? Dost thou think to slay me as thou didst slay the Egyptian?" And Moses was afraid, and he said, "Surely the thing is known." And Pharaoh heard of this affair, and he ordered Moses to be slain. So God sent his angel, and he appeared unto Pharaoh in the likeness of a captain of the guard. And the angel of the Lord took the sword from the hand of the captain of the guard, and took his head off with it. For the likeness of the captain of the guard was turned into the likeness of Moses. And the angel of the Lord took hold of the right hand of Moses, and brought him forth from Egypt, and placed him from without the borders of Egypt a distance of 40 days' journey. And Aaron his brother alone remained in the land of Egypt. And he prophesied to the children of Israel, saying, "Thus says the Lord God of your ancestors, throw away each man the abominations of his eyes, and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt." And the children of Israel rebelled, and would not hearken to Aaron at that time. And the Lord thought to destroy them, were it not that the Lord remembered the covenant which he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In those days the hand of Pharaoh continued to be severe against the children of Israel, and he crushed and oppressed them, until the time when God sent forth his word and took notice of them.